You're listening to the Cultural Hall Podcast with your hosts, Richie T. Stedman and Lauren Johnson. It's a podcast about Mormon stuff.
Nephi! Emma! Samuel! Do you stand to live righteously?
All right, it's time for another episode of the Cultural Hall. It's episode 22, or for our neighbors down south, 22.
We should be getting married about right now.
22.
If we're going on the timeline.
If we're going on the timeline, we should have been married about 6 months ago at 21.5.
Prego with number one.
Yeah. Already? I guess so. We could be pregnant. 22, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not the dudes, obviously. I'm thinking dude age.
Well,
by 22 for a woman, you should be on your second kid.
Right.
Yeah.
But, oh, okay.
You're a little skewed because you
I guess
went
I'm
on
thinking,
the,
well,
on,
I'm thinking you, return missionary mode.
Yeah, you went on the mission, so that's...
That's true. A girl should either be on number two or on a mission because she didn't get any better offers.
Right, exactly. Jeez. I had an awesome week. We're recording this, obviously, a little bit before because the holiday, our schedule got a little screwed up. I just landed today from Hawaii, where I spent that time with my family.
Aloha.
I have a buddy who listens to my day job, and he has family. He's from here in Utah, and he said, "Hey, I'm not going to be in Hawaii. Come take my place while I'm gone. Come use
really?
My car while
That's
I'm
how
gone."
It worked?
Yeah, it was awesome. So I stayed in a little town called Kihei.
So you bought the plane tickets and then that's it? Or did you get buddy passes for the plane tickets too?
No, I wish. Boy, flying around Christmas is so expensive. I cannot believe how much that was. But it was all we had to pay for.
And then you were set.
Yeah, we didn't eat the whole time we were there. So,
so did you feed your son?
No, nor me. I just, little emaciated.
No food for you.
I kept my mouth open when we went scuba diving and hopefully fish would come in. It was like a whale.
Right.
I was kind of like a whale. Did you have a Merry Christmas?
I had a great Christmas. Spent it in warm Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
With family and the guy that I date off and on. He's great.
Was it the guy? Not that guy.
No, not that guy. The other guy.
The other guy. Was it that guy?
Not that one.
The almost guy? Things are so great, but I can't commit guy. That guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
You got him.
What was the greatest gift you gave?
The greatest gift I gave? Well, I had a breakdown Christmas Eve. I was like bawling because I had this awesome gift from my brother because we draw names.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love my brother. So I was really excited to give him a good gift. You know, he's like the nice brother. And so I had a $100 gift certificate.
Not like your other brothers who are apparently the not nice brother? Is that what
no,
you mean?
No, they're all pretty nice except for one of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Like ostracized? We don't talk to that brother?
No, we live with each other. It's probably the problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's a huge... Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the one brother that I really like a lot, and so I got him a gift certificate for $100 to like expensive designer clothing, and I bought it off Groupon, and I had 30 Groupon bucks, so it only cost me $20 for a $100 gift certificate.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock, I go to the website and find out they only sell women's clothing.
Oh, no.
So then I went to some other site, thought what I bought was a restaurant certificate, and then to find out that you actually had to spend oh so much in order to use it. So that was a fail. And then...
What restaurant was it?
Star of India.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool restaurant, yeah, but I went through a different company to buy the certificate. Yeah, not a good idea. And so then I was like, I don't have a gift for him. I'm going to have to give it to him in an hour. And I got him theater tickets, which was good.
Cool.
Yeah. And then beyond that, I got...
What's the best thing you got?
I can't say what the best thing I got was.
Really?
Well, it's just
Are you embarrassed?
Kind of.
Because it's so big? Because it's so expensive?
No. Well, it was an undergarment that I really like, so...
You can't, is it a bra? What are we?
Yeah, it was a bra.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a very...
Oh!
I just don't really want to talk about my bras.
We're not
going
to talk about, like, and what size was it, and is it soft? But
it was
you
a
can
medium.
Say a bra. Women wear bras.
It was a medium, as seen on TV. The odd bra.
Oh. Cool.
Two thumbs up. Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah. So good. I got a bra, and I also got...
That was really hard for you to get there. I appreciate you taking that step into the darkness with me.
It feels like I'm not wearing one when I'm indeed wearing it.
Now
you
it's
keep
too
going?
Far. Now it's too far. I just wanted to know what it was.
I mean,
that you got.
It's black.
No.
It doesn't lift and separate the best, but.
Done.
Okay, so anyway.
I didn't even know you had those, let alone needed something for them.
Then I also got, this was actually just kind of a funny gift. I was with my friend, you know, quote unquote.
Uncommittable. That's what you
with his family on Christmas Day.
Really? That's a big deal.
Yeah, and so he was giving gifts to everyone, and he gave me a stocking.
Uh-huh.
And which included
O-C-K,
the
not
bra.
A, okay. He's the one who gave you the bra?
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
It was a good gift. He didn't even know what it was. He just saw it at Walgreens and thought, maybe. And then
she's got these, so she needs one of these.
Maybe, right? He doesn't know.
That's weird.
And then everyone was opening up either a BYU or a University of Utah t-shirt, and they were all getting excited, you know, for the separate fans in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I opened up my t-shirt, and it had my high school on it.
Aww.
So just saying, he's got to get where the pride is.
Yeah.
Because he thinks I don't have any college pride. Yeah.
It's weird that he bought you a bra. I'll let people comment at theculturalhall.com. Go there and leave your comments on this episode. But that's weird. The uncommittable guy bought you a bra for Christmas. I mean, it's great. I'm sure you love it.
I think he was just walking the aisles down Walgreens and was like, maybe, let's try.
My wife wouldn't even buy me a bra.
She would, actually. She bought you that sweater. And might I say, it's probably the favorite thing you've ever worn. My favorite thing. How did I say that? My
favorite thing that
you have worn.
That you've worn, yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Well done.
She got this a year ago,
Sister
for Christmas.
Stedman.
Yeah, Sister Cullum. It's not Stedman. No, no, no.
I like her more and more.
I asked for that for Christmas, and she said no way. She's keeping her last name.
Well done. We've got to hang out.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that will happen. She's a huge fan of hanging out.
Oh.
Huge fan. So other things that I wanted to talk about. We've had several people that have commented on theculturalhall.com. I noticed one talking about being single, and I want to know. I think Tuckabee is the name of the person who posted. We will address that coming up. I want in the new year kind of some New Year's resolutions for the Cultural Hall. We are going to address all of the people's posts at theculturalhall.com. We've done really good about emails when people contact us that way, but not so great about posts. Tuckabee talks about, you know what, I want some advice. Realistic, real advice, not Richie advice from different things that he finds online about being single and being a Mormon person and dating and being a little bit older and also, you know, dealing with the frustrations and complications that come from trying to live the law of chastity and dating non-Mormons because they live in areas that aren't, you know.
Zion.
Yeah, that aren't Zion. Yeah. For the sake of using a term that
Gentiles.
I hate. Yeah.
Gentiles outside of Zion.
Not men of the cloth, if you will. If you understand what I'm saying as I air quoted around. So that's coming up. That'll be great. Also, a lot of great episodes of the Cultural Hall to come this year. We've talked to Ryan Shoup of Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. Have plans to have him on. Also, to appreciate the feedback that we have gotten about the two podcasts a week with the articles of news and also with the standard podcast that's been coming in. And encourage you, I know that over the holiday season, it's been a little bit tough. And we've seen as far as some numbers go, people maybe not listening to it. So you're listening to this now, which hopefully means that you've got caught up in you know, now you're listening currently with us. If you haven't, there's a lot of great episodes that you've missed. You've missed you missed the Merry Christmas with Jim Gaffigan. That was just me. I sat down with Jim Gaffigan. He's coming to Salt Lake, and I hope to get
to talk to me.
He's like, I'll do it if Lauren doesn't come. I'm a huge fan of the Cultural Hall, but but no Lauren. I hope to get a follow up with him when he comes to town. He'll be here the weekend of the 13th of January. So I hope
to
get a follow up with him.
Squeeze me in. I promise. I promise that I'll try to like. Not scream.
He said, I'm totally down if Lauren's not there. So that's coming up. And if you missed the episode 21, which was our three gay returned missionaries, very awesome episode there. So make sure you check that out.
Very cool.
And, you know, before that, if you just picked us up at episode 15, go back and see or listen to things like our original one. See where we've come from. The first one where it's just me and Lauren going, I'm not sure where this is going, but okay. And then Jenna Kim Jones, Kirby Hayborn, Peter Breinholt, Brandon Campbell from the Neon Trees, just to name a few, Mitch Main, John DeLynn, etc.
Jenna has remained a favorite throughout this. People loved that one.
Yeah, and if you can't find him at the website, theculturalhallpodcast.com or The Cultural Hall, you can go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast, and it'll get you all the old episodes.
And you can follow us at Twitter at The Cultural Hall.
Or find us on Facebook
at
The Cultural Hall. Right?
That was good.
So that's things as far as this new year goes. Also, a New Year's resolution I have, I'm going to blog once a week. Lauren blogs on Sunday nights. I don't know which night I'm going to do. We have Ask Molly Mormon feature that'll be coming up this week. The first one's actually been written for a couple weeks, but the website's undergoing some changes, so we'll make it a little bit easier for people to find some stuff like there. And also feature the refreshments that we've been doing. If you haven't checked that out yet, they're pretty funny. Holly,
they are funny.
Does some pretty funny subjects that you can make these refreshments and relate them to your family home evening.
And feedback, if you've tried the refreshments for your Sunday school lesson, tell us how it went.
Yeah.
How were they received?
Were they delicious? That's basically it. We're going to get back in here just in a minute. We've got John Anderton and Scott... Scott, you know, Scotty McScotterson with Modern Mormon Men. They'll be both on with us talking about modernmormonmen.com. It's a Mormon daddy blog. No, it's more of a lifestyle blog. We'll get them to determine exactly what it is. Modern Mormon Men. Oh, it's Scott Heffernan. That's what it is. Scott Heffernan. I knew it would come to me.
Right
off the top of my head. Scott
Heffernan. Way to remember.
Boom. That'll be back in the second block. We'll visit with the guys from Modern Mormon Men.
Sidewinder Media was named as one of Utah's top photographers by In This Week magazine and is a winner of several awards for fine art, portrait, and event photography. Sidewinder Media has been professionally photographing everything from wildlife to headshots for over 10 years. Sidewinder Media has the experience and the knowledge to capture your special occasion or portrait the way you want it. They also film and edit music or product videos and do simple ads for Facebook or websites. Email them at sidewindermedia@gmail.com or call Rusty at 801-941-5500. To book your shoot today.
Happy New Year.
New Year's resolutions, Lauren?
Well, phew. I have a lot. But I want to fall in love. And then I laugh.
Yeah. I want to fall
good
in love.
Good one. But I might not.
You know, the best part of New Year's resolutions?
What?
Obtainable.
I know.
So.
Did you keep yours this year? That's a good question. How about that?
I kept the list of mine this year, you bet. I know exactly where they are. I have a chest of drawers right on my desk, and on the right-hand side is my drawer. It's my sock and underwear and important papers drawer. Right on top of the important papers is my New Year's resolutions from this year. 9 of them were how many I wrote down.
9?
7 of them I still have not yet done.
What were the two you did?
Two of them that I got done was... that I paid my tithing the entire year.
Good. Full tithe payer.
Yeah, full tithe payer for 2011. And then my other one was I wanted to run 3 races.
And you did.
And I ran 3 races this year.
Way to go. Way to surpass me. I said, I want to run my first ever half marathon. And I did. Ever. First. Probably last.
Which one did you do?
The 4th of July one.
The one that's up by the Capitol or whatever in Salt Lake?
Yeah, it killed me.
What was your time?
Oh, the first race is about completing, not competing.
Did you have to walk?
For a little bit, but not until mile 7, which is pretty good.
That's great. Halfway.
Until this year, I've never run 5 miles straight without stopping.
And since that marathon, or that half marathon, you haven't run a minute since, am I right?
I've gained about 10 pounds since.
Makes it harder to run. Anyway, so here in the second block of the Cultural Hall, we have with us the Modern Mormon Men. Well, specifically, we have with us Scott from the Modern Mormon Men. Go to modern. Oh, that's going to be a tongue twister. ModernMormonMen.com. And you can find out about the blog. Question for you. Why Modern Mormon Men blog?
Why does the blog exist
why
the name?
Why does it exist and why the name?
Well, it started with, I don't know if you remember a few years back, there was a Salon.com article about, it was a woman who, the title was something like, I'm an atheist, feminist, woman who can't bake a cupcake, but I can't stop reading these Mormon mommy blogs, and I'm obsessed with Mormon mommy blogs and these Mormon lifestyle blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what sparked it. That kind of made it all around the Mormon.
That was the salon.com article.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And it did. It went viral.
It went
within,
very viral.
Like,
everyone was talking, oh, look how cool.
The Mormon community.
Yeah. So that's what sparked it. John, my the co-founder, who we'll have, but he thought it would be a great idea to start this Modern Mormon Men blog. And I had kind of a similar idea. I mean, you know, the article was big enough that I thought, oh, someone should do a Mormon daddy blog or
sure.
you know, something like that. And
cool.
I thought,
offer the other side.
You know,
of it.
John it would be good at that. He had a blog, and I was like, oh, John would be good at that. I didn't have a strong interest in it. But he wrote this big business proposal and was like, well, let's put together this blog, modernmormonmen.com. It'll kind of be, you know, a hybrid between Mormon mommy blogs, lifestyle blogs, and the Mormon regular blogs like By Common Consent and, you know, all those types. So mm-hmm. so that's kind of how we got started. So he just came to me with that, and then I was like, okay, I'm on board, and we got our wives on board and just went from there.
Were you on board right away, or were you like,
I'm lazy by nature, so it was one more thing to add of the thing, all hundreds of things I'm already doing. So I was a tiny bit hesitant, but I thought it was a great idea. There was an opportunity there. It
and he came with a business plan, Lauren.
That's what I was saying.
He had a written out business plan.
I mean, that's the difference between a mommy blog right there and a Modern Mormon Men's blog. A business plan.
The business plan. John was getting his MBA at the time, so I think he
okay.
was like,
oh, so he just incorporated it for an in-class assignment.
Well, that's
homework
what I,
assignment.
That's what I thought, yeah. But he said no, but who knows.
And Modern Mormon Men, I do. I think, oh, is it going to be a calendar I want to buy when I hear that name? I mean, where who came
up with
that?
That's coming. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just you and John. Yes. Pictures of you and John.
With our shirts
in
off.
In tuxes.
With my gut hanging out. no, I think John thought of the name, and we wanted to keep it Mormon. We thought, well, maybe we don't want to have Mormon in the title because it's kind of limiting, right? And it's kind of people try to define us.
Sure. All
you
the
know,
time.
And say you should be talking about Mormonism all the time. And whereas we want to be more just, we're modern Mormon men. We're Mormon guys. We deal with stuff other than being Mormon.
We live in the world, but not
exactly
of the world.
Exactly. But we did want to keep that niche market because, mm-hmm. you know, that without that, we would just be kind of lost in the sea of all blogs in the world. And so we wanted the Mormon niche.
So what would someone find going to Modern Mormon Men?
Well, we have 20 contributors, so you're going to find something different. And each contributor, we actually have a kind of a spectrum of types of Mormons within our contributors. We have a guy who's inactive. We have a guy who's a cultural Mormon, but really kind of atheist.
Okay.
We have, you know, people that are in the bishopric. We have guys that are a little more non-traditional. So you're going to find a range of stuff. It's not just everything's going to be the same.
Any non-Mormons?
There's no non-Mormons. We have gotten guest posts from non-Mormons that we've published, and but there's no non-Mormon contributors. That, you know, that's kind of the tying-in theme. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all different. We're all, you know, pretty diverse. You know, as much as kind of middle-class white guys are, but you know, diverse
so not...
within Mormonism.
Yeah,
there. You know, we're pretty diverse. But that's our common thread, is that we all identify as Mormon.
Even down to the inactive Mormon. So, so we have all these contributors. How did people get involved? So how long has it been around? Give us some of the history.
Sure. So we launched in April. I can't remember when, John.
April 2011?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so we haven't been around that long. We got a great start. But John came to me and we said, yeah, let's do it. So we both just wrote down some people, our friends, that we thought would be good and started approaching people, and it really just kind of took off. And I think people, like our friends, got interested, and so they told their friends. And then, you know, pretty soon we had people approaching us, seeing what we had sent out, that kind of, here's our proposal for the blog. They had seen that and said, yeah, I want to be involved in this. So people started approaching us a little bit. And yeah, by the time we got started, we had like 20 guys.
So to find out, there were many Mormon men out there that wanted to be a part of some type of blog. You know, they wanted to broaden the horizons and not just have it be Mormon mommy blogs anymore.
Yeah, I think, like for John and I, our wives both blog. You know, they kind of have the mommy/lifestyle blogs. And
he said his first words, look at his picture with his funny goop in his hair.
Sure, yeah.
He's got goop. There's goop in his hair.
And that's one issue that's a little bit, not controversial, but sometimes sensitive, is mommy blogs versus lifestyle blogs. And so some of the woman bloggers out there don't want to be identified as a Mormon mommy blog. They're like, I'm a lifestyle blog.
No, I am a lifestyle blog.
Yes. And some truly are. Some don't really talk about their kids that much. But with us, we wanted to really do everything. And, you know, we have some lifestyle stuff. We have just Mormon stuff. I put stuff about my kids on there. We want people to get to know our contributors. So
define,
so we encourage that.
Define what would be under the lifestyle category and what would be under the mommy we're talking daddy category too.
Yeah, I mean, so for the daddy stuff, you know, cute things my kid does, you know, there's some of that going on. You know, no one's using it as just like a typical mommy blog you would think of just here's what my kid's saying these days. Mm-hmm. But, you know, stuff about parenting, definitely. Just stuff that interests Mormon men. So more lifestyle stuff like either art or technology, you know, books.
Cars.
Cars, guns.
Yeah. Chicks.
Yeah.
Mormon chicks.
So just kind of.
I prefer sister.
Everything under the sun.
Mormon chick sisters.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Chicksters.
Chicksters.
And most of the guys are married, but we do have a couple single guys as well.
Do they?
Oh, really?
And they write about the single life?
Do they have my same New Year's resolution?
They might. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of someone.
Hook a sister up.
Yeah, you should go on there and check out our single guys.
And you're not from Utah.
I am. I grew up in Utah.
But you don't live
in Seattle. No.
So is it all people around Seattle to contribute, or how?
No, we're all over the place. There is quite a few in Seattle because it was friends. There's a few in Salt Lake, but there's one guy who's in Amsterdam. He moved to Amsterdam from Seattle. There's someone in Hawaii. There is someone in California, I want to say. I don't know. We're kind of all over the United States, but a lot of in Utah, and a lot in Seattle.
So you and John start this Mormon men's blog, and what was the response, or what has been the response?
Yeah, it was really positive, really fast. I think we envisioned this is going to be something cool, but we're going to have to really put in a good, you know, solid year or two and just really try hard to get it there. And I mean, obviously, we still have a long, long way to go. But really, right from the start, we sent it out. So we launched on April 15th, but on April 13th, we were ready to launch, and we sent an email out to the Mormon mommy blogs, the Mormon lifestyle blogs, and the Mormon intellectual blogs, and just said, hey, we're starting this new thing, and we got some great responses from some people, and Feminist Mormon Housewives contacted us to do an interview, and they were very helpful in getting us started and things like that. So it was a good response.
Is there anything that you guys won't talk about? Anything that you won't blog about, or anything that if someone submitted it, you'd go, nope.
We've said no to a couple of posts. If we feel like things are too not controversial, but too negative or mean, or you know, mean spirited, I don't want people just ranting about things on there necessarily. But in general, there's no topic that's off limits. We ask our contributors, as far as the church goes, to stay neutral to positive regarding the church, but that doesn't mean not discussing controversial topics, and that doesn't mean you have to agree with the church on everything you're talking about. It just means don't get on here and, you know,
to vent
and axe grind and things like that.
What of all the posts have been the most popular ones, or what do you think that people come to most from Modern Mormon Men?
Well, I think our most popular so far, they've been the controversial ones. So one of our contributors did one on gay marriage. Mm-hmm. It was around the time New York was about to pass the legislation on gay marriage. And that was really controversial and really popular. And then our Mitch Main interview was really popular, as I know it was for you guys. So those have kind of been the popular ones. But, you know, that's not day to day. And, yeah. So day to day, it's more tame than that. We do like to mix it up sometimes, and sometimes we'll have two different contributors blog about the same topic but with two different viewpoints. And it's not a count, you know, a debate point by point, but just here's two different takes on a topic that can be controversial.
All right, and it wasn't just you, Scott. It was also John, too, and we're going to talk with John here coming up in the third block. So, John, hang tight. We'll come back in the third block, get kind of your perspective on how this all came about, and then talk about the future of Modern Mormon Men in the third block of the Cultural Hall. Hang on.
This podcast is brought to you by Sponsor Me Slim, your New Year's resolution solution. Lose weight 5 times faster with easy, nutritious meals and a successful weight loss coach. Meet with Denny Hill from The Biggest Loser. Call today for your free assessment, 801-652-7538. Be sure to ask about our holiday specials.
Running a small business today can be difficult enough. Imagine all the work you have to do to market it. Imagine the hours you put in to create promotional materials for it. Now, imagine a partner that can help you with all of that and more. Imagine Lennon Design. Lennon Design is your partner in business when you need a professional look at a price you can afford. Whether it's websites, advertising media, promotional materials, and more, Lennon Design can help you promote your business. When you need creative, affordable designs, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
Back in the third block of the Cultural Hall and on the phone with us all the way from Seattle. Is that right, John?
Yep.
Good.
Seattle, Washington.
Good to have John. Now, Scott, in the second block, he was telling us all about how he was the one put together a business plan. You're pretty inherently lazy, and you don't ever really get anything done. And he said, hey, I've got this great idea. And you're like, I don't think it'll work very well. All these things. Is that about right?
Yes. It's still not working.
Yeah,
I don't know what's up with his idea, but
so where did the idea come from, John?
I don't know what Scott's mentioned, but it basically grew out of the salon.com article that we both read. His obsession with Mormon mommy bloggers was basically the subject of the article.
And
I approached Scott, and he, we both looked and didn't see anything similar being done, and I guess when you come across something like that, you just got to move forward. And I imagine you guys have the same experience with your podcast. It's pretty unique, right, in the Mormon podcast universe. So,
mm-hmm. How do the two of you know each other?
We were in the same ward. Sorry, you were probably asking John.
Yeah, either one. It doesn't matter.
I was trying to think back. We were in the same ward for a while, but I. Scott's wife has a sister that's married to a guy that I was buddies with growing up. So, I mean, there's a bunch of connections between us.
That was quite the connection there. Yeah. I was trying to follow it. I gave up. I was like, okay.
And I was really hoping that he was going to say, I dated Scott's wife. I love those stories where it's like, yeah, we're best buds. Sure, I dated his wife and we were engaged and it didn't work out. But now we're best friends and we blog.
And speaking of wives, we've heard that they played a big part in this. Is that true, John and Scott?
Yeah, they did. They were instrumental in pushing us to do it. And Scott's wife, Amy, in fact, came up with the tagline, Manly Mommy Blog. So
really?
They were key.
So how else instrumental? Like nagging? Like you really need to do that? You really need to do that? Or what do you mean? How do you mean instrumental?
It was more. They just said this is a great idea, and we'd get together the four of us at night while we were putting the blog together, and Scott and I would work on format and who we wanted to write, and they would throw in ideas and come up with not only what we could write about, but how it should look, how it should feel, things like that.
And how did you want it to feel? Like how? I mean, I know what I feel when I get on there, but what was your vision?
The vision was just to get a bunch of guys together and really explore what modern Mormon and men meant to each one of them. It's kind of a mash of the intellectual side of the blogger knackle and lifestyle side of the Mormon mommy blogs. And it's, it sits in the middle, but it's mostly men writing. We both decided that, it was a lack of men writing together in a sort of a family. So that was kind of the idea. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, the blog, Scott may have mentioned, doesn't really have an agenda. Across the spectrum, we have atheists, the true blue Mormons, and just writing about what speaks to them.
You say it's mostly men, and I know your guys' wives write. How come you decided to do that? Why not just keep it modern Mormon men?
I think. Sorry, go ahead, John.
No, you go ahead, Scott.
I think
your wife's the one that writes. So
yeah, John's wife doesn't contribute. I think she mostly feeds him and he writes. But I don't know. We wanted a few women involved. We don't think every contributor has to be a man, but we want the topics to appeal to men. So the women we have on there would kind of fill a niche. My wife's a therapist, so sometimes she'll tackle kind of therapy topics and things like that. So we didn't just want to go out to all, you know, all the men we knew and all the women we knew and just say, hey, come blog for us. But if there's kind of a special reason for to have a woman on there, or if, you know, we think she'd do a good job and write about topics that would appeal to men as well, then we're happy to have them there, and always happy to get guest posts from women as well and men.
So what has been the reaction from men? You say you wanted to appeal to men. Has anyone come to you and said, thank you, you know, I've been looking for something like this? Or what has been the response from men about modern Mormon men?
I got the impression at the beginning that they were a little skeptical, you know, just from based on some of the comments.
Like what?
Blog. You know, it's like, How does this relate to me? Why are we writing about this?
Comments like, hey, I'm skeptical. You know,
there were a couple comments like that. But
what were you writing about? Family, home?
You think?
Yeah, you know, church, you know, church history, intellectual topics. I mean, we have 20 or 30 different labels. Sex, I don't know how that can't relate to a guy. But
but there's some guys, you know.
Yeah. It's those have largely gone away, though. I think, I don't know, what do you think, Scott?
Yeah, I think they're
probably 60% female readership.
Yeah, we actually have probably more female readers than men.
Well, I think the more females read blogs.
Exactly.
I think the statistics.
And we knew that going into it. You know, we knew that blogs are more of a female thing, but I think it was kind of time for men to be able to start sharing their feelings. You know, traditionally that's what a manly man does.
Right.
Not
what
do
that means.
Right,
right. But uh-huh. But I, you know, I think there's enough modern guys that are like, that's stupid, and it's okay for men to open up and share things that challenge them and inspire them and things like that.
I love that. Well, I'm impressed even that 40% of your readership is men. If that's the case, then well done. Way to
send
go.
Send them Lauren's way is what she's saying. Send those single,
if they like
open,
to talk
sensitive
about their feelings and they're single, yes.
Or if they're just single. Well, you know what, even...
Well, or engaged.
If they're unhappy and know that the end is soon near, send them Lauren's way.
They're on the way out.
We had a couple of questions from listeners. One of them you answered. They wanted to know, you know, how many contributors you had. They also wanted to know specifically about one of your contributors, Bishop Higgins. They wanted to know if he's really a bishop or if this is a real person.
Bishop, yeah. You want me to answer that?
Yeah,
Scott?
Go ahead, John.
So Bishop Higgins is a real person. He is not a bishop.
Oh, lies from modern Mormon men.
That would be the coolest bishop in the world, I think. But sadly, there's probably not many bishops out there like Bishop Higgins.
he existed
his
before.
His identity is a secret. I guess all I can tell you is he lives in Utah.
Do you have a lot of people who want to remain anonymous so that they can feel like they can speak more openly about things? Or is most of the people, hey, I'm John, I write, and I'm under the name John?
Yeah, I think a few. I mean, you can go to the team page and there's five or six that go by their real name. Then, you know, most contributors have pseudonyms. I think that's less because they want to remain anonymous, and more just because, you know, I don't know that I want everybody that searches my name to have this come up first. You know, you never really know why they're searching.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I certainly don't have a problem with people knowing who I am, though.
There was also a question if there are stay-at-home dads writing, contributing.
Scott?
I don't...
Certainly, I'd guess post.
Think
from
there are
dad.
Currently. We would love a stay-at-home dad. We would love multiple stay-at-home dads.
How would they get in touch with you?
Just go to our contact page on the blog, modernmormonmen.com, but it's just modernmormonmen@gmail.com. So... yeah, we're always looking for, you know, for contributors and guest posts. Usually if someone wants to be a contributor, we say send us a few guest posts and then we'll go from there.
Cool. So how has this grown since it started? It's just been 2011, has been the year of modern Mormon men. What have you seen happen? What's their readership? How's it going?
It's gone great. Like I said, we got a good start with Femmes Mormon Housewives kind of introducing us. And then one of our contributors is Topher Clark, who is the brother to C. Jane and Nene.
Okay.
And so Nene briefly mentioned us on her blog and
You're set.
Exactly. That day
we and had done.
So we got a lot. And I don't really know how to, you know, I mean, we look at our analytics and things. We have quite a bit of Google Reader subscribers, which is kind of how we gauge us in comparison with other blogs. Because we don't know what kind of page hits they're getting and things like that. But mm-hmm. we look at the Google Reader subscribers. And so we're doing pretty good.
He happy. Says humbly. We're not doing bad.
Is it something you guys are able to make money off of? Going to retire soon?
Yeah.
Not retirement money.
We have ads on the site. That's mostly just so that we can do things like we put an ad in the Student Review recently, which is the off BYU independent newspaper that recently got revamped and restarted. So it's not enough to do anything with other than just, you know, expand the, you know, awareness of the blog mostly.
Cool. Yeah. What's the future then of modern Mormon men as you guys see it? We'll go to Scott first because he's right in front of me and I'm staring at him, and then John as you see it as well.
The future is to somewhat just continue where we're going and grow our readership. You know, we want to make people more aware of us. We appreciate you guys having us on to do that. I don't know. I would just love to see more and more quality contributors come on and hopefully just kind of keep or gain a reputation of producing quality content and just being the blog that people can go to. You know, the Mormon blogs are great, but they only talk about Mormonism. One thing I like about ours is it's all about being a Mormon man. So I don't think about Mormonism 24 hours a day. I think about music.
What?
I think about, you know. I mean, but,
you better hope Bishop Higgins isn't listening.
Right now. That's right.
That's the government interview.
So, you know, but it's something that kind of is always there in the background. And so that's where I see it. You know, we've got a bunch of interesting guys that blog about what they find challenging and interesting and inspiring. And so I don't know. I think we've got a great concept going, and I hope to just grow it and grow it and just produce quality.
What about you, John?
Well, I always think about it in terms of something one of your previous guests said, John DeLynn. I mean, his big thing is having the discussion is key. And so for me, it's all about having discussion about, you know, interesting, sensitive, you know, sacrilegious, whatever. All that stuff to me is fair game. And the discussion needs to be had not only for, you know, our generation, but for our kids. We're kind of creating an archive where people can go and read this stuff.
And John mentioned that, you know, there's no agenda for the blog. We're not out to promote a specific viewpoint. But I think one thing that is kind of evident just by the very nature of the blog is that we are pushing the idea that there is a spectrum within Mormonism, that, it, you know, kind of the big tent idea that, you know, we're all Mormons and some of us are more strict, some of us are more orthodox, some of us, you know, are whatever. So I think that's one, you know, kind of agenda that just automatically comes across. But
have either of you ever struggled with your faith, like left the church or been inactive or anything like that?
Go ahead, John.
This is John. I've gone through a faith transition, is how I term it, over the last 3 years since I've become interested in the church from uninterested. I grew up pretty traditional upbringing. You know, Orthodox parents, did the whole young men scouting, BYU mission, but, you know, remained pretty largely uninterested until my oldest daughter got baptized about 3 years ago. You know, I read a lot of, at that point, got interested, read a ton, transitioned my faith to what it is today. So I still consider myself active, faithful, but yeah, I've gone through a transition. And that's evident in some of the posts I've written.
Scott?
Yeah, I would say I haven't ever had a period of, you know, serious transition. But I feel like I'm pretty fluid and I kind of go in waves and I'm all over the place a little bit. I grew up with a little bit unorthodox views. And so, you know, but around the time I went on my mission, I was more orthodox. And I would say I've gotten a little less traditional and more less literal since then. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say I would consider myself a non-traditional Mormon in many senses, but definitely still faithful and still believing in many senses as well. So, but it there was no like point where I had a faith crisis or went inactive or anything. It's kind of, I'm just kind of fluid and go with the flow.
Hey, John, what's your favorite part of your faith?
I knew you'd ask me that. It's really that it requires me to stretch and grow. I mean, I believe it makes me a better person. So a better husband and a better father. I love the community. Some of my closest friends are in the church. So that's why I love it.
Scott?
I think Mormonism has such a rich theology. I think we have so much potential and just so much there in the doctrine of just love and kindness and forgiveness and just also just interesting, you know, speculative ideas and nature of God. And I just think there's so much to Mormonism when we don't explore it quite enough. So that's one of the things, you know, the blog is about. But I just think, wow, Mormonism's great and so interesting. And God, you know, we grow up and as kids, God is kind of boring. You know, we go to church on Sundays and it's boring, but God is not boring at all. It's like the world is so interesting and theology is so interesting. So I love just exploring that.
Let me ask you this. You guys both listen to the Cultural Hall pretty regularly with some regularity.
Yeah.
This is self-indulgent, absolutely.
But We've talked about ourselves the whole time.
I'm curious as to, you know, given that it's not the same thing in that you're writing, your medium is writing and ours is, you know,
talking.
We have thought about doing a podcast from the beginning.
Well, but stop it.
I was going to say, bad idea. Terrible idea.
But you guys blog as well, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, well,
sometimes.
Lauren does. I don't really. I'm going to. That's a New Year's resolution this next year. But my question is, or what I would like is perhaps a little bit of feedback or maybe a favorite guest that you've had on and why, or just brief something like that. We'll start with John.
Okay. I definitely have had some favorites. Jenna Kim Jones was great. John DeLynn. But I listen to a lot of John DeLynn off your podcast. Peter Breinholt was nice. And I think Brandon Campbell, is that his name?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. From the Neon Trees?
Neon Trees. I don't know. I guess I just hadn't been exposed to, you know, most of my experience on the Blogger and Ackland with podcast has been really churchy stuff. So to get people hear people like Jenna Kim Jones and then some of these musical acts was nice. And to hear about their faith and their stories. I kind of look at your blog or your podcast kind of like our blog. It's the common thread's Mormonism. But it's more, you know, there's lifestyle stuff in there. You're hearing about stories and their lives and things. So it's great. I think what you guys are doing are great.
Thanks. Scott?
Yeah, I was telling Lauren before the show, I really think you guys have gotten into a pretty good rhythm, you know. So there's kind of that arc of you guys starting out and then you're really just pretty comfortable. You become more confident. So I think you guys are doing a great job and I enjoy listening. I've really liked the Mitch Main interview, which I know you guys got a lot of feedback on. But, mm-hmm. I mean, what a powerful message that was to bring. Mm-hmm. And I like John DeLynn. I'm a fan of his as well. Thinks he brings some good stuff to the table. But Jenna Kim Jones.
I don't know how I missed Mitch Main there. That was awesome. I mean, we had an interview with him early on our blog as well. And I just have so much admiration for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty amazing, and his story continues to be amazing, you know, as different things happen with him in California and some of the causes within the ward. You know, most recently when we spoke with him in my day job, we had him on the radio with us in my day job, and he was talking about a gay couple who is facing excommunication and some of that stuff. And so he just continues to bring people in and to you know, try and help. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing guy for sure.
Yeah.
I like this question. We should ask every guest this question.
Yeah, not every
guest. Right after, what do you love about your faith? And then What do you like about us?
talk to us a little bit more about us, would you please? What's your calling right now, Scott?
I actually just moved. But I was the Sunday school for the Sunday school teacher for 12 and 13 year olds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my kid's age.
Yeah, it's a fun age.
Yeah?
It's
playing on their phones in the back. That's what my kid does.
Yeah, they're it was like once in a while that I had a lesson that I was like, wow, they're listening. This is getting through. And, it, you know, maybe three times in a year that'll happen. So
it's pretty good.
And the other times we're tolerable and fun and, you know.
Tolerable.
Well, I mean, as far as trying to get through the lesson.
I get you. No,
but,
I get you.
They were great kids. But we just moved into a new ward, so I don't have a new calling yet.
What would you like your calling to be? Ideal calling.
I think the Sunday school for the teacher. Yeah, if he's listening. I don't even know who he is yet. But I liked that. I relate to kids a little bit older than that. So, you know, maybe the 15, 16-year-olds. But I think Sunday school is a good place to be. You're not as busy as, like, you know, in the young men's or anything like that. You can do, like, every other week if you have a team teacher. Like I said, I'm inherently lazy. So every other week, Sunday school teacher for the 15 and 16-year-olds, I think, is my dream calling.
Cool. John, what's your calling right now?
I am employment specialist.
Let's talk.
How is that? How is that calling? I've always wondered.
I'm a member of the ward council, so it's horrible from that respect. But I love meeting with people and helping them out. I mean, it's a challenging environment right now.
Is your ward fairly affluent?
It's the whole gamut.
Okay.
I mean, it's uber wealthy to dirt poor.
I like those kind
of
wards.
It's a fun ward, I can attest. A lot of diversity.
It's an awesome ward, you know, but it's a challenging environment. People need help.
And your dream calling then, if you got to pick?
Third or fourth Corps of the 70. Does that count?
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
You get a nice little vacation spot somewhere Southeast Asia.
Anything with the youth. You know, like Scott, I relate to them. We kind of need to take care of them, so.
Right on.
Very cool.
Not anything in particular, though, huh? Just anything with the youth?
Not scout-related. Yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah.
No. It would be, you know, young men's program.
Okay.
Or Sunday school teacher.
No campouts in your future, then, huh?
No, not. I mean, I like doing it. I don't like doing it with kids that aren't mine.
Tell me how you really feel, John. Well, I think that'll do it with these guys. Let's have you climb up on the Rammy Umptum and tell people how they can get in touch with you, where they can go, follow you, comment on your stuff, etc.
Go ahead,
climb
John.
On up.
So that's Scott. That's your arena. You got the social media aspect.
Okay. Well, we're at modernmormonmen.com is our blog. Please go there, comment on posts, like posts. We have a Facebook page, just facebook.com/modernmormonmen. We're on Twitter, at Modern Mormon Men. Anything else? Send in guest posts. We're always looking for guest posts.
Yeah, shout out.
Cool.
We love those. Those are great.
And if you're a woman, can you throw in a guest post?
Absolutely. We love guest posts from women.
Yeah, we've had several.
And comments, and we love all of it.
Nice.
And racial slurs? Can we do – no.
We've deleted a few – we've had to delete a few comments.
Religious
along the
slurs?
Way.
Can I do some of those?
Has anyone been upset with what you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever share those?
Sure.
I mean, we keep comments on the blog that are negative as long as they're not too obscene. And, you know, if people have criticisms, we welcome that, and we can debate a little bit on the blog. But, yeah, people – you know, we've been – some people have accused me of being sacrilegious in some of my posts, which is fine. I'm irreverent at times, as you guys are sometimes.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not. I'm not.
But, yeah, definitely some criticisms, which is fine. John, any of note that we think of?
Not post-related. I mean, we had a contributor leave at one point. It just
how come?
Didn't agree with you know, the discussions we were having about certain topics.
Vague. Being vague. Are you guys not going to talk about it?
Was that right after Mitch Main? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It could have been.
The contributor thought you were being too controversial, or he wanted to be something else?
We were pushing the envelope, having discussions about topics that didn't need to be discussed, which Scott and I, you know, we totally disagree with that. So
yeah, John even put up a post that was a Hubie Brown quote about, you know, you should think for yourselves, basically. It wasn't a very controversial quote, but even that just opened up a big discussion on, no, when the prophet speaks, the thinking has been done, to, you know, no, we should be exploring these things. So, you know, just the very nature of the bloggernacle really is that we're exploring things and, you know, exploring, just, you know, speculating and everything. So.
Cool. All right. So find them online at modernmormonmen.com. Find them on Facebook, Modern Mormon Men. Follow them on Twitter at Modern Mormon Men. I hope that this podcast has nourished and strengthened your body.
And that you'll take the things you learned into your daily lives.
And we hope that when the time comes that you will travel home in safety and obey all of your local traffic laws.
Right.
That's a new part. I thought of that. I remember that from conference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, they do it.
They do?
Don't they? In the opening, I remember President Hinckley, I guess, saying at one time,
obey the traffic laws.
Obey your local traffic laws. And everyone went, ha, ha, ha.
I think it was President when there was lots Hinckley. Of construction going on for the Olympics.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. And we'll be saving a seat for you.
On the back row of the cultural hall.